It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner after my very old man sneeze there.
Very much. Very deep.
Very deep sneeze. Yes. My gosh. I didn't realize how old I was until sneezed.
I'm a loud sneezer as well.
Shocked me. Sarah's Wiki Corner today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you get 2 eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee. Just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner at 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is National Pickle Day.
National Pickle Day.
Okay. Now, what are your feelings about pickles? Do you like pickles?
I never used to like pickles. I've come around. I wanted to learn to like them, and I have learned to like them.
So you just like forced yourself to try to keep eating them?
Only in the last 4 years.
You know what's funny? I, too, am a recent pickle convertee.
There you
go. Is that a word? I don't know. But yeah. I never liked pickles until very recently.
No.
And now I make pickles sometimes in the summer.
Louise.
With my CSA cucumbers.
You are all on board.
I am a pickle fan now.
Okay.
But it's new. It's like within the past, like you said, probably like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know why my taste changed, but here we are.
Good for you.
So today we're talking about pickles for National Pickle Day.
Let's do it. Let's get right into the pickles.
Let's do it. Pickling is one of the oldest forms of food preservation discovered at the dawn of civilization thousands of years ago in Mesopotamia.
Before fire. They were like, you know what?
We need to pickle something.
We'll get to the heat thing and the cooking thing in a second.
Yeah.
Check out these cucumbers.
Look at these cucumbers.
These are amazing.
We got to preserve these. Yep. It is often claimed that pickles were first developed for workers building the Great Wall of China.
Okay.
Yes. But another hypothesis is that they were first made as early as 2030 BC in the Tigris Valley of Mesopotamia using cucumbers brought originally from India.
I'm just picturing everybody.
Bet you didn't know that.
No,
India.
But I'm picturing everybody just sitting there
like
building the Great Wall of China.
Pickle.
Then they sit down to have lunch.
To crunch on a pickle.
They're all just biting into a big old
Vlasic
pickle.
I guess so. The term pickle comes from the Dutch word meaning salt or brine.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Cleopatra was supposedly a pickle devotee. She ate them regularly, believing that they would help preserve her good looks.
Oh, well,
I guess.
You know,
Julius
they say.
Caesar and other Roman emperors had soldiers eat pickles because they were thought to provide strength. And during the Victorian era, pickles were considered a luxury food, meaning households that served pickles were wealthy enough to have servants or staff who could prepare them.
Well, the times have changed, but I respect that.
That's right. So pickles are very popular here in the United States, and they are a delicacy in Northern and Eastern Europe. Americans consume more than 2.5 billion pounds of pickles each year.
Wow.
That's about 20 billion pickles.
We're kind of overdoing it with the pickles, I think.
And the Department of Agriculture says the average American eats an average of 9 pounds of pickles every year. That seems like a lot. I definitely don't think I eat 9 pounds of pickles.
Pickles?
That's a lot of pickles.
A lot of pickles. The
most popular type of pickle is kosher dill, followed by sweet. Do you prefer dill or sweet? Or something else?
I'm going to be honest with you, Sarah. I'm kind of new to the pickle game, and I don't know which. I don't really.
They have ones that are a little spicy, which
dill.
I like.
Oh, no. I do. Those are good, too.
Yeah.
They're different.
They are.
I can't have a favorite. They're different.
Know.
It's like, do you like chocolate or do you like peanuts? It's like, I don't know. I like them both.
They're right. True.
They're different.
Now, dill pickle slices used on hamburgers and in restaurants make up the majority of commercial pickle sales, accounting for 25% of the pickle market.
That's a lot, yeah.
Pickling cucumbers grow in more than 30 states, with Michigan and North Carolina being the largest producers.
That's right, and they're not near each other at all.
Nope. Now, it's no wonder that America loves pickles. The country was named for a pickle merchant,
You're kidding.
Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci, that we were named
in
after.
In the pickle game?
He was once a ship chandler, supplying merchants and sailors with supplies for their voyages, including preserved meats and vegetables.
There you go.
He developed a nickname, the pickle merchant, because he outfitted vessels scheduled for explorations with vitamin C-packed pickled vegetables, especially cucumbers, to prevent scurvy among crew members.
They called him the pickle merchant.
The pickle merchant. And also, we're going to name our country after you. So, there you go.
We named our country after the pickle merchant?
We did. Bread and butter pickles.
Love America.
You like bread and butter pickles? I know you're new to the pickle game.
Yeah,
but
I guess. I think
all
so.
Right. Well, they're a marinated variety of pickled cucumber in a solution of vinegar, sugar, and spices.
Yeah,
their name
like
and
those.
Broad popularity in the U.S. are attributed to a couple named Omar and Cora Fanning. Illinois cucumber farmers who started selling sweet and sour pickles in the 1920s.
Oh.
They filed for the trademark Fanning's Bread and Butter Pickles in 1923. And the story to the name is that they survived rough years by making the pickles with their surplus of undersized cucumbers and then bartering them with their grocer for staples like bread and butter.
Well done.
Right?
Well done.
Yeah. So states all over the U.S. have their own unique technique for preparing pickles.
Oh, really?
Down south, this is something new, and it sounds awful.
I'm just going to say, whatever it is will be the least healthy way of doing it.
Kool-Aid pickles.
Kool-Aid pickles.
Pickles, also known as coolicles, which is a fun word to say, coolicles. Coolicles are apparently enjoyed by children in parts of the southern United States, and they're created exactly how you think. Soaking dill pickles in a mixture of powdered Kool-Aid and pickle brine.
It's terribly unhealthy.
Sounds disgusting. Southern Living reported that fruit punch and cherry Kool-Aid were the most popular flavors for pickling.
All right.
The flesh of Kool-Aid pickles typically takes on a pink color, which just sounds awful.
It's bad.
Totally.
It's probably really
awful.
Good, actually, but it sounds terrible.
Well, no.
Well, they do it. They don't just do it to be different. Like, yeah, let's dip the pickles in No, it must be good.
I guess.
To somebody.
Yeah. You ever had a deep fried pickle? Fried pickles?
I'm new to the... You're throwing all these...
Next time you're out and you see those on an appetizer menu, you gotta try them.
You gotta try those?
So good.
All right.
Like other pickled vegetables like sauerkraut, pickled cucumbers are low in calories. They also contain a moderate amount of vitamin K.
What? I didn't know they went that far.
They sure do.
To K?
To K.
What does it do?
I don't know. Pickles are being researched for their ability to act as vegetables with high probiotic content also.
Oh, good.
And a lot of runners might know this, but pickle juice can help with muscle cramps.
Oh, is that right?
It can, because it has 20 times more sodium and 8 times more potassium than your average sports drink.
So if you're running
a marathon.
Okay. See, that's funny how when you went to muscle cramps, it was doing activity. When me, it was laying in bed and I stretch out my leg and I get a cramp.
Yeah. Pickle juice, it works well.
Keep it by the bedside.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Will do. Starting tonight. You picked out a record to go along with the pickles, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Bread and Butter for the Bread and Butter Pickles by the New Beats.
Shout out to the Bread and Butter Pickles. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The New Beats and Bread and Butter on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because today is National Pickle Day, and so we were talking about pickles.
Happy Pickle Day
to
you.
And I do like bread and butter pickles.
Okay, good to know.
Do you?
What?
Do you like bread and butter pickles?
I like them all, Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm open to everything.
All right.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Pickling is one of the oldest forms of food preservation.
The average American eats 9 pounds of pickles a year.
And America was named after a pickle merchant.
There it is.
Yes, Amerigo Vespucci.
The most famous pickle merchant of all.
Also Italian explorer, but...
Yes, that also.
Yeah.
I became an American citizen, and I have to say I've never felt more American. Not taking the test,
mm-hmm.
not attending the ceremony at RIT, the naturalization ceremony, but when I started to like pickles, I think that is when I truly became an American.
So just recently.
And I just feel like it clicks. I feel like I'm home.
It is a very American thing, isn't it?
This is it.
Yeah.
Pickles, baby.
Pickles.
Pickles with everything. Just on the side of the plate, the pickle juice running down, making your sandwich all pickly and soggy.
I have a friend who hates pickles so much that... She has sent, she will always say, no pickle on the plate, whenever we were, just no pickle, please,
away
no pickles.
Me. Right.
If they bring a pickle on the plate, she will send it back and say that she's allergic.
Really? That's a good
That's how much she hates pickles.
Can you be allergic to pickles?
I don't think so, but she says it because she hates pickles that much.
Well, they're not going to call her out and say, that's not a real thing.
Well, because here's the thing. She doesn't want them to just take the pickle off the plate and bring it back because the juices are still there.
Well, that's the thing, right?
That's why she says that she's allergic.
As we've covered, I like pickles now. I do, but who wants their sandwich?
Soggy with pickle juice?
Soggy with pickle juice.
No, not me.
I like a crisp pickle. I don't like the juice.
Right.
Yeah, folks want to learn more about pickles. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I'm dying for a pickle now.
You know, people drink pickle martinis, too. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have I had a pickle martini? I don't know. I like a dirty martini. It can't be that far off,
right? Probably not. I don't know. I don't know that I would try one. But...
Olive juice, pickle juice. I mean, really, they're like kissing cousins, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
They're in the
same. Yeah. Yeah.
Same area.
Same family, sure.
Yeah. All right. Back again tomorrow, fresh episode of 410.
Absolutely.
We'll hold you to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way next on Legends.